Let's turn to the biggest book show in the country now. This month's book, which you can pick up in your local library today, is Donal Ryan's All We Shall Know. Essentially, what we're doing here is for those of you who don't read at all, and that would be me, I'm one of you, or for those of you who don't have the confidence to read, for those of you who maybe don't read enough, or you're thinking to yourself, you just want another little thing, and I'm serious here. I'm very much trying to get into these things as I get older. Just another little thing in life to calm you down, take you away from work, a personal space for you. Well, what we're saying is, why not do it with a book? And we've partnered up, the BBC has partnered up with Libraries NI to make sure that the books that are featured on The Nolan Show will be in every library in Northern Ireland. All right? So they're there for you to borrow. All you've got to do is go to your local library. And I thought when I first heard about this, I thought this is naff. It's not. It's a wonderful project, which I completely and utterly buy into. Our reader this month for Donal Ryan's All We Shall Know is Olivia Nash, who, of course, you may be more familiar with from the BBC series Get My Headpiece. Olivia, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you, Stephen?
I'm doing all right, thank you. I don't read, but I should. Do you read a lot?
Well, actually, I do read quite a bit. I get a wee bit guilty because sometimes if I maybe have a script that I should be learning or something, I can't settle myself to read. But yes, reading is one of my passions. And I tell you this, I definitely recommend this book, All We Shall Know, by Donal.
Why?
Well, I'm about a third of the way through the book and already I have laughed, cried and waited with bated breath to see what's going to happen next. This story, you see, follows a wee girl called Melody and her roller coaster emotion in the weeks of her pregnancy. But as we turn the pages, we move beyond a simple tale of adultery to explore Melody's past and her complex mental landscape. Now, the writing is rich in imagery and poetry, and we get to know the characters very, very quickly and become emotionally invested in what's going to happen to Melody and her baby. Do you see Donal Ryan? He employs colloquialisms without seeming twee, and I think that is very important because sometimes some writers put it in because they think it just has to go in.
Do you know what we'll do? We'll be back to you next month discussing this book with you when other people have read it too, right?
Uh-huh.
Because we're running out of time here and I do want to have a listen to you reading from some of this week's book. So Olivia, we'll say for the moment just thank you very much. Here's some of All We Shall Know, read by Olivia Nash.
What thread has me tethered to this earth? Fear of pain and a picture in my head of my father, panicked eyes, having seen the squad car draw up outside with Father Cotter in the passenger seat, his hands shaking as he fumbles with the lock, reaching for the jamb to hold himself upright. His legs buckle in a weakness and big Jim Gildean steps forward, kind, strong, embarrassed, or a young guard, red-faced and awkward, desperate for the ordeal to be over, catching a hold of him and helping him inside to a chair. A picture in my head of him standing alone at my grave, a cold wind on his face, the look of incomprehension in his eyes and his embarrassment as he accepts the sympathy of friends and barely remembered acquaintances with words that don't sound right in his ears. Thanks, very good of you to come. And, well, now, at least the rain held off. She's in a better place. She'll be with her mother now. The thoughts of his aloneness, the completeness of his sorrow, the idea of his world containing nothing, only sadness. I dreamt last night one of those dreams that seem so vivid. You wake up in bed and wonder for a while, was it real? I was in a meeting of the Kurt Cobain Club. Brady Flynn was sitting cross-legged and barefoot in her shorts and I was sitting cross-legged in front of her, watching her. Streams of tears flowed along her cheek, pooling for a moment in the tiny valley formed by acne before falling floorwards. Breedy's face was livid and pitted. Breedy's face was so beautiful, I sometimes hated her. We were in Breedy's bedroom in my dream, and we had sandbagged ourselves against the world with pillows and cushions and Breedy's collection of stuffed animals from her childhood. Breedy Flynn and I founded the Kurt Cobain Club in April 1994. Breedy thought he was a god. I just thought he was gorgeous. Kurt Cobain had chronic stomach pains all of his short life. So did my beautiful friend Breedy. She spoke to a poster of him as though he was in the room. I listened embarrassed. I'm like, I never looked her in the face when she was doing this. I mean, absentmindedly, she held my hand and, well, I liked it when she did that. The Kurt Cobain Club owned these things. A Ouija board we would use to summon up the spirit of Kurt Cobain. A liter bottle of vodka, and we would drink in terrified sips. A tape recorder and microphone to take makings of the recording of Breedy Flynn's wild stories and imagined conversations in the perfectly mimicked voice of cool girls and the fellas and the teachers or parents with a backing track of my screaming laughter. Breedy looked at me in my dream and said, "Melody, why did you leave me?" And she reached for my hand and squeezed it, and she was haloed with a blazing light, and her hand was burning hot, and I woke then saying, "Breedy, oh Breedy, oh I am sorry." And I lay sweating in the cold air and felt the creeping nausea hasten in a rush.
All We Shall Know by Donal Ryan is in your local library now throughout Northern Ireland. Why not go and get our Book of the Month and have a read at it?